From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama joins the leaders of Mexico and Canada for a North American summit today in Guadalajara. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama will be talking with his Mexican and Canadian counterparts about the economy, trade, shared efforts to combat drug trafficking, and swine flu. Authorities say the swine flu outbreak this spring is a good example of how the countries can cooperate in the face of a common challenge. National Security Advisor James Jones says it can be a model for the future.
The bottom line is that what affects our bordering neighbors has the potential to affect us all, so we want to be certain that we have the tightest, best possible cooperation.
Obama has met both the Mexican president and the Canadian prime minister before, but this is the first time all three North American leaders have held a regional summit together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The National Weather Service has issued a tropical storm watch for Hawaii. Hurricane Felicia is moving west and is expected to strike the islands late tomorrow, probably as a tropical storm. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center says Felicia is barely a hurricane, with top sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The storm is about 700 miles east of Hilo. Meanwhile, Typhoon Morakot has hit the coast of China after triggering rain in Taiwan and deaths in the Philippines. So far, at least one person is known to have died in China. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports from Beijing.
Provinces along China's eastern coastline started their preparations long before the typhoon's arrival. Nearly 500,000 people were evacuated from Zhejiang province. A similar number were moved to safety in next-door Fujian. Tens of thousands of ships were called back to port and a number of roads were closed. There's already been poor weather in Fujian province, according to China's state-run news agency Xinhua. Heavy rain and strong winds caused problems for coastal communities overnight.
The BBC's Michael Bristow in Beijing. Japanese officials say a powerful earthquake has shaken Tokyo and the surrounding region. The quake's initial magnitude is 6.9. There are no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Divers are again searching the Hudson River for the victims of yesterday's collision of a sightseeing helicopter and a small plane. Nine people aboard both aircraft are presumed dead after the plane clipped the tourist helicopter. Three bodies have been recovered. Debbie Herzman of the National Transportation Safety Board says investigators will look to the public for help in figuring out what happened.
There may be parts that will be washing up, and some citizens may have information that would be helpful to the investigation, such as video or still photos that they can provide.
The collision was witnessed by thousands of people on the ground. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Angola. It's the latest stop on her diplomatic tour of Africa. This is NPR News. Pakistan's Interior Ministry is challenging Taliban commanders in Pakistan to prove their leader, Ayatollah Massoud, is not dead. American and Pakistani officials believe Massoud died several days ago in a missile strike. He was Pakistan's most wanted militant after masterminding a wave of bombings and assassinations there. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Pakistan's government believes Massoud was killed Wednesday in South Waziristan by a missile strike from a CIA drone, though its officials are seeking conclusive physical evidence of this. Massoud's death was confirmed by one of his aides and also by numerous sources in the tribal belt. However, this weekend there are reports that several Taliban commanders are now saying Massoud's still alive, although no evidence of this has surfaced. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Rehman Malik, has now challenged the Taliban to prove Massoud's alive, for instance by producing a video of him. Speaking to the BBC, Malik's also claimed to have information that another top Taliban commander, Hakimullah Massoud, has been shot dead during a row over who'll succeed Ayatollah Massoud as the leader of Pakistan's Taliban. But there's no independent confirmation of this. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
There are questions surrounding the Indonesian government's claim it has killed a leading terror suspect in a police raid. Investigators are taking DNA evidence from the body of a man they believe to be terrorist leader Nurdin Top. He apparently died this weekend following a standoff with police in Jakarta. Iranian opposition groups and human rights activists have condemned yesterday's huge trial of dozens of political dissidents. They're accused of sedition. Opponents claim that they were angry over the election, which they say was rigged. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.